I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Our GeoQuiz today sends us to the Gulf of Mexico, where oil has been spewing from an undersea oil well for about a month now. Satellite images show the oil spill is spreading in the wind and waves. How fast it's moving and in what direction can be very tricky to calculate. Eric Chassinier directs the Center for Ocean Atmospheric Prediction Studies at Florida State University. Professor Chassinier, there's concern today that the oil spill, at least one section of it, has reached something called the loop current. Tell us what that is and why it's a concern.
Well, the loop current is a very strong, fast-moving current that enters the Gulf of Mexico between the Yucatan and Cuba, then moves northward and then loops back and exit the Gulf of Mexico between the Florida Keys and Cuba. So any oil that may be entering the loop current could be moved very quickly from the site to the east coast of the United States.
Okay, and listeners, we were looking for a loop current as the answer to our GeoQuiz. Is the loop current at the surface of the water, or does it extend down into the water column?
It does extend into the water column to about 1,000 meters deep.
It's about 3,000 feet or so.
Correct, yeah.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Organization says there's no indication yet that the oil might actually affect another country, and yet the State Department says today that U.S. and Cuban officials are holding working-level talks on how to respond to the gusher. What do you make of this apparent contradiction?
Right now, satellite pictures show that there is a small filament, a small amount of oil, at the edge of the loop current. It's on the edge of it, and some of it may therefore end up passing the Florida Keys and maybe shed on the coast there. So it is possible that oil can reach onto the coast of Cuba, but a fair amount of the oil, a large amount of the oil, would have to be entrained first within the loop current. And then it would have to make its way away from the core of the loop current to the beaches of Cuba. The other scenario that is possible would be for a large part of the loop current to separate itself from its core and move westward and enter in contact with the coast of Mexico.
If a hurricane enters this region, are all bets off completely on the prediction models?
That's one of the questions that we are trying to address, is by running possible scenarios of a hurricane wind, where would it disperse the oil? And we do not have yet an answer, but that's something that we are actively researching as we speak.
Eric Chassinier directs the Center for Ocean Atmospheric Prediction Studies at Florida State University. He's been talking to us about the loop current, the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.